His base was an ant-hive swirling around newly created carpets. They came in a dozen varieties. In one field I saw a W formation of five monsters, each 100 yards long and 40 wide. A wood and metal jungle topped each. Elsewhere, other carpets in unusual shapes sat upon ground that looked to have been graded. Most were far longer than they were wide, and bigger than the traditional. All had a variety of appurtenances, and all were enveloped in a light copper cage. "What is all that?" I asked.
"Adaptation to enemy tactics. Your peasant girl isn't the only one who can change methods."
She stepped down, stretched. I did the same. Those hours in the air leave you stiff.
"We may get the chance to test them, despite my having backed off the plane."
"What?"
"A large rebel force is headed for Horse. Several thousand men and everything the desert has to offer."
Several thousand men? Where did they come from? Had things changed that much?
They have.
That damned mind-reading trick again.
"The cities I abandoned poured men into her forces."
"What did you mean, test?"
"I'm willing to stop fighting, but I won't run away from a fight. If she persists in heading west, I'll show her that, null or no null, she can be crushed."
We were near one of the new carpets. I ambled over. In shape, it was like a boat, about 50 feet long. It had real seats, two faced forward, one aft. In front, there was a small ballista. Aft, there was a much heavier engine. Clamped to the carpet's sides and underbelly were 8 spears, 30 feet long. Each had a bulge the size of a nail keg 5 feet behind its head. Everything was painted blacker than the Dominator's heart. This boat carpet had fins like a fish. Some humorist had painted eyes and teeth up front. Others nearby followed similar designs, though different artisans had followed different muses in crafting the flying boats. One, instead of fish fins, had what looked like round, translucent, whisper-thin, dried seed pods 15 feet across. The lady had no time to let me inspect her equipment, and no inclination to let me wander around unchaperoned, not as a matter of trust, but of protection. I might suffer a fatal accident if I did not stay in her shadow. All the taken were in Horse, even my oldest friends. Bold, bold darling. Audacity. Becoming her signature, that. She had the entire strength of the plane, just 20 miles from Horse, and she was closing in. Her advance was ponderous, though, limited to the speed of the walking trees. We went out onto the field where the carpets waited, arranged in formal array around the monsters I had spotted first. The lady said,
"I planned a small demonstration raid on your headquarters, but this will be more convincing, I think."
Men were busy around the carpets. The big ones they were loading with huge pieces of pottery, which looked like those big urn planters with the little cup holes in the upper half for small plants. They were 15 feet tall. The planter sites were sealed with paraffin, and the bottom boasted a 20-foot pole with a crossbar on its end. Scores were being mounted in racks. I did a fast count. More carpet